listeners, if you go to tinyurl.com/supportPFD and subscribe at the Sluglord level, Roscoe will be able to afford gas to power his rutabago.
Plus, you'll have access to bonus content about his dating app usage.
So do it!
Thank you!
You're listening to the show about recursive mother's milk. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
If I actually remember, I think I saw it once and didn't like it because I was probably too young to even understand anything, and also probably it's bad. So, you know, poor Eddie Murphy. I'm sure he's doing fine. I don't even have any sympathy for Eddie Murphy. I'm sure he's fine.
He may be deeply unhappy. You never know.
Well, we should write him a letter.
Dear Eddie Murphy, by Adam Lover. All about Adam Lover to Eddie Murphy.
By KT Ryan.
By me. Yes. All about, I want to write a thing called All About Adam Lover, but to for Eddie Murphy. Like, let me just explain this guy, Adam Lover. Hey, what's up, Eddie
this
Murphy?
This is what Eddie Murphy needs to know about Adam Lover.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to write that down. That's my first note for tonight. I'm not even in notes or anything. I don't have anything open.
Oh, no,
I'm
me neither.
Completely unprepared. I have no idea where my notes are. Oh, my goodness.
You guys are a mess.
Yeah, you are. Your butt is.
I've been ready since we logged off last time.
No way. No, I know that's not true. I'm just trying to get my freaking stuff. Like,
minimize
this is
that.
Minimize. Okay.
Well, yeah, actually, no, you're going to paste stuff in there.
God damn it. All right. No, I don't need this open. Bye. I'm so sorry, guys.
Here, I'll vamp for you.
No pressure.
Roll 20. I'm just trying to get in everywhere. I don't know.
Fuck with these notes.
Fuck with. Oh, yeah, I need to open that. Fuck.
Sometimes I open this document at work.
Oh, really?
And, like, I know work, like, can see my computer. So they can see that I have a tab open that says, fuck with these notes.
Fuck with these notes. Ew.
Okay, who wrote June 14th?
What?
Well, somebody copied and pasted and didn't change it to 14th.
I want it to be 14th. Why not? I mean, let's live a little. It could be the 14th.
It will never be.
It could have been. It could have been.
It's about 2 months till my 38th birthday.
38th.
Honestly, 38th. SNL hasn't been good since the 14th season. I like that. That's like, yeah, 14th? Like expressing an opinion, but everybody just zeroes in on, wait, did you say 14th? Yeah, that's the season that had Steve Martin.
No, it isn't.
Oh, that's not. That's all Eric knows, that Steve Martin was never a routine cast member. He was like, look how smart I am. Oh, I thought that's what you were saying.
I just knew he was early, if anything. He was not.
Yeah, he wasn't. He wasn't the 14th season.
Yes.
14th would have been like 1990-ish.
14th season?
14th.
It started in the 70s.
It started in the 70s.
Wow, so it would have been literally 90. Yeah. Well, listen, math. Shut the hell
listen.
Up. All right.
Are you ready?
I'm trying to move this window. There we go. I can move it.
Good.
I guess I can start. I need to find the notes. Look at all these windows. You have two screens. You don't even judge me.
But I'm only
He's
using
sitting
one.
Over here beside
I'm only
two...
using one.
No, you aren't, because you have this. You make me open Discord and do all this stuff. You have this all on one screen, everything here, and then you have that, and you have your iPad, which you actually aren't using right
it's
now.
Right over
yes,
there.
You are. And I have this tiny little thing with no mouse, so it is impossible.
I'm judging you.
Look at Eric's eyes.
I would like you to please copy and paste this, because I don't think I'm going to be able to do it.
Fine.
His eyes were chipped.
All right, fine, I'll do it.
Just wide and I'll scared just... and sad.
Oh, that's how he so looks funny. All the time. It's nothing new. It's nothing new, okay? All right. Yeah, play it.
Paste it in there. Get ready.
I'm not going to paste anything until you start it.
Well, you can paste it and hit enter.
I can hit this, you mean? Yeah. I can't even... Oh, you want me... Oh, I see what you're saying. And I can then just keep
copy
going.
The red, the other one and be ready.
Shut the fuck up. I have to say that for Adam's sake, because he wants me to be mean to you more, I think.
No, I don't.
Yeah, he does.
Eric, stop your... Shut the fuck up with your eyes, Eric. It hurts. Yeah, this is Nick Cage shit right here.
Nick
Come
Cage
on.
Shit. I don't know how to
that
hit
was
return
very Nick Cage-y.
And not have it send. I have the other one.
You can't. You have to hit return when you're ready to send.
All right, then fucking play the song.
Okay,
already.
Fine. Previously on Pork Fried Dice.
Melina, are you ready?
Sure am, Camilla. Let's do it.
A group of weirdos just arrived.
Can't believe they're still alive.
After those stairs.
Past the murals on the walls.
Knights and swords and waterfalls.
But no egg layers.
They said, remember Bathwax Kick.
Thought the torches were magic.
They're paranoid.
Eric refuses to DM for Dominic Monaghan. He simps Billy Boyd.
Morgan leads them through the trap door and shows them all she's baking pies. The fire's very hot in the stover. Kick knocks things over. What a clumsy guy.
Kick investigates the room.
Finds mother's milk and also youth.
Roscoe's all blanched.
Rafina, Will, and Kick recall
when Bathwax made the windmill fall
with a huge tree branch.
Meanwhile, Roscoe knows this crone
made a pie from all the bones of the world's strongest boy. But he also cannot fathom that the pie's made by this madam
don't have mustard. Oi, noi.
Morgantha calls to Bella upstairs while Ophalia is gathering wood. These strangers think these ladies are evil. Let's cause upheaval. This should be good.
The halfling woman mutters foul.
To cast a spell to talk to fowls.
And we talk back.
We call Rafina chicken queen.
And say our owners are real mean.
Our kids are their snacks. We start to really cause a fuss.
Hoping the halfling will free us.
She looks real sweet. But in the chaos it's misheard
that the visitors feed their birds
a diet of child meat.
Yuck, 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 yuck.
And now we chickens all are cackling. And now the bakers start to shriek. Rafina cannot help but save us. She does uncage us. She sets us free.
Now we chickens run this place.
After the party left apace, our feathers fly.
Rafina took with her a hen as they passed the ghosts and pens neath a dark sky.
Now the night is getting deep. Some of the party wants to sleep. They need to camp.
Rafina sets the chicken free and it flies into a tree. Oh, what a scamp.
Now in gullies and they squat.
Hope Kick's wife and kid are not
in an oubliette.
Hope this party is skilled and they don't get killed by Juliet.
We're very thankful to be free.
Feathers smooth as smooth can be.
Though Morgantha's are ruffled.
We know these weirdos are will
strive. Remove the sliver and survive.
This gullies and shuffle.
Perfect. I want to tell you something that is my biggest achievement. I wrote this in and recorded it in, what was it, like under 2 hours. It was when you, it was like somewhere. Under 3 hours. You went to your sleep appointment, follow-up, yep. And then you drove back. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I wrote it and recorded it. And you were like, what? And I was like, I don't know, I did it. It was so fast. I was like, I've never done that before. And then I had to go back because some of it was like a little fucked up. But I was so proud of that.
That's
took me a
awesome.
Long time to think of it, though. Like, I could not, I did
so
not know what to do.
It's so good to have
something that you can repeat as many times as you need to, because I struggle so much with length. That's so smart.
This was actually exactly the length of the video that I stole it from YouTube. But yes, it was useful to be able to do that, but I didn't have to. I had the perfect.
Oh, that's so funny.
It was like the perfect length for what I needed. Yeah. Yeah. I'm so proud of this dumb chicken song.
It's so good.
It's gonna be stuck in my head. Ugh.
Did we ever think we'd have a from the perspective of a chicken recap?
Yeah.
We never, you know, it never occurred to us.
Well, I'm happy to do it because chickens are cool and crazy.
And there was so much good information in there. And Adam put on like a disco ball or something in his room during it. Like the light keeps
the light
changing
was,
color
yeah.
in his room.
That was the light from my monitor.
Oh, that's funny. I thought your light was like changing colors behind you.
Oh, no.
I had totally forgotten everything. So I'm glad that we had a recap. Good thing we do this stuff.
That's what the recap was trying to do. But I don't know. That was the end was a little. I really had to layer. I was like, well, no, I cannot fit all this in there. But yeah, I hope that was. I think I said most everything of what happened. I don't know if there was anything else. The stairs took a really long time to get up.
They did.
Yeah.
It was a hike.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Oh, and the torches. Wait, did I say that? No, I did say the torches. I was like, I remember Roscoe being paranoid that the torches were listening to us. And then Will was also like, let's just assume all the torches are listening to us. I don't think there was anything else. We left the Dusk Queen. Bye, Dusk Queen.
Bye,
we
Dusk
were like,
Queen.
Bye, loser. And then we just walked away. And that's it.
And so we're in a camp. We're camping.
Camping.
Sleeping.
Well, some of you are sleeping. None of you are sleeping.
Sort of sleeping.
Some
Should I reset my character sheet, though?
Ooh. Oh, that's usually at dawn. I guess we can see. Do we survive the night? Wait, we were going to set a watch. I think Abby said
that.
To set a watch.
I did not include
that in my recap. Mm-hmm. But
you did set a watch.
We set a watch.
Yep. Go set a watch, ma'am. You did that.
I was going to say go set a watch, ma'am.
You didn't. I did.
People hated that book.
Who Watchmen's the Watchman?
Wait.
That was the new...
The sequel to Kill a Mockingbird.
Was it actually a sequel?
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Harper Lee's death.
Yeah, that got a lot of...
Flack.
Negative press.
I think because people didn't like that Atticus Finch kind of became less perfect.
I didn't read it either.
I haven't read it either.
So can we really... I don't think we should reference Ghost in a Watchman by setting a watch in our D&D campaign if we can't, if none of us have read it.
Maybe we'll find
Does that mean we can't set a watch?
Here,
I don't know.
We killed the chicken.
We killed the chicken.
KT, when you edit this, make it so that Adam said that.
What?
Set a Watchman.
Ghost in a Watchman.
Okay.
Thank you.
I am.
How does
that
solve a problem?
It solves it for me. Like personally.
Oh, okay. Right.
And okay. It's adam.lover@gmail.com, listeners.
You can leave that in, KT.
No
Adam.
Way.
Yeah, you know me. It's literally like just, yeah, who's going to
guess?
Yeah, I don't care.
I don't know what that, like, is putting your email in, like, a verbal format released online able to be stolen by AI in some way and he gets annoying spam for the rest of his life?
I'm getting so much spam recently.
I hate it. So that's why I'm...
It's the worst.
I definitely don't want to be in charge of deciding in the future. KT, I'm so sorry, I say to myself, that I'm going to have to decide whether Adam was being serious.
Is there anything else you want to say to yourself in the future right now? Like, actually,
that's a good idea.
Hey,
we should all do that.
Are you teaching drama? Cool. I hope you are.
It's like
if
an eighth grade time capsule.
All about me. I teach drama.
What's your favorite boy band?
I never liked boy bands, but a naked boy just ran into this room. I love you. Good night. You don't go on the camera. Oh, you're not going to sleep then. Get the hell out of here. Okay, I love you. I'm just getting ready.
That was
says.
So good.
Just getting ready.
Getting ready.
Get the hell out of here.
a goon.
Alex, have you ever said that to your kids?
Oh, never. Never. I do. I would not believe you, even if you swore to me right in my eyeballs that you have. I would not believe you. Not for a second.
Swear in their eyeballs. Swear yeah. in their eyeballs.
I don't think I've said it.
That's because you're so. No Will fun you? And you're a terrible parent.
Will you? No.
Tell
no,
her to get the hell out of here.
This is it. This is your chance.
Yep. Oh. You can do it. Bucket list.
Go tell them to get the hell out of here.
Pretend you're referencing Home Alone or something.
Do you want to know why? Like, I'm sure, I don't know if anyone's actually judging me, but like the reason I talk to them, like I make those jokes like that is because, so I used to be so much more serious with my kids. Like, oh, it's so serious because I wanted them to know that I took them seriously and I believed them and stuff. But then poor Archer, was such a serious kid. Yeah. Like he went into the class that Conan has, the teacher that he has this year was like, Archer's really serious, isn't he? I feel really bad because I'm trying to joke with him sometimes and he's offended. And I'm like, oh no. And so I started joking with Archer specifically, like, you stink, you know, like trying to get him to understand that, like, when somebody is, you know, to understand what teasing can be. And now he's so dryly humored too, just more like Eric, like he gets it now. It's been a long time, but that's how we all interact with each other. Like they're still very sweet, but we definitely like, you know, tell each other to get the hell out of here. And you should too. You should too. Tell your children that. Get the hell out of here.
You stink. Get out of here. You stink. I like the idea of a whole family that just tells each other that they stink.
Yeah. You stink.
Yeah.
You stink. I'd probably turn into something. Oh, I'm sorry. Hello.
Eric's say
trying
it.
To get serious. playing. Ah! Oh, no.
I could see him revving up.
He stinks.
Eric's super serious, isn't he?
Thanks.
He's very serious.
Eric, get the hell out of here.
I'm revving up.
Try to joke with him. He gets offended.
All right. So you guys have set a camp. You've went and set a watch. And look, I'll just say it outright. The night's going to pass and without incident, unless one of you has an incident you need to bring to light. You guys have a lot of free time. Is there anything in character or out of character you wish to accomplish?
Yes. You can never ask me that question. I always will have
I was
something.
Mostly asking everybody else. Let's start with everybody else first.
So I shouldn't update my sheet because...
No, it's not morning yet.
Will is going to do something? Okay.
One thing that I totally forgot about. Yes, Roscoe would, before going to sleep... would take out the what the fuck is this thing?
Is it a sentient being?
The mushroom thing.
Yeah, the myconid.
The myconid. He's gonna take out the myconid and say out of his pocket, and he's gonna say, "Hey buddy, how you doing?" And I forgot you were in there. Are you still alive?
I live.
Okay. Do you recognize anything around us, or like any sort of smells? Or do you recognize, you know, like the woods, gullies, and...
It's bright.
It's bright?
Yeah, bright or right? And
bright. Like Chris Pratt in Everwood.
are you saying that right now it's bright right now? Or are you saying that wherever your home is bright?
No, this is bright. Home is not.
Oh.
It's like dark out right now, though.
It's bright.
Is there a full moon right now, Eric?
There's a little bit of a moon. It's not very bright, though.
So your home is darker than night. Okay, I'll think about that. You want to go back to sleep in my pocket?
Yeah. Yes.
Aww.
Do you want me to put some dirt in there?
Okay.
All right, Rascal finds some dirt. Okay. And puts it in his pocket for the little micodent.
The dirt here is a dry dirt. It's a sandy. It's still dirt. It's not sand, but it's a sandy dirt.
Cool.
Rascal mixes it with mustard. I'm not gonna do that.
Well, not intentionally. What do you think's in this pocket?
Puddle of mustard.
Oh, it's my favorite rock band.
Yeah, puddle of mud, right? Puddle of mustard. Puddle of mustard. So mustard. That's great.
Oh my god. Okay, I put this dirt in here. All right, but before I put you away, do you have family?
Yes.
Okay. So I can't just, like, put you anywhere, Doc. It has to be, like, a specific dog.
I can't control what you do.
So much responsibility. Go to bed. Get out of here. Get
the fuck out of here.
You stink. I'm just kidding, though, okay? I'm just preparing you for a world where people might tease you.
It's a good parent right there.
Oh my god.
Okay. I did see, yeah, I saw a roll in chat. Is Ooh. That intentional, Alex?
Whoops.
Who are you attacking?
I'm not attacking anybody.
The mic in it. It's dead.
But I was.
I mean, it's no a 28 reason. To hit.
Oops! Just out of nowhere, a flail just comes flying.
Mid sentence. Mm-hmm.
There are no mushroom people in Gully's End. Oh man, he's got a lot of kingly demands, you guys. Mm-hmm. Watch out!
Oh, shoot, this is going to be a problem.
Well, I'm going to spend some of my time attaching the If Will still has any of my stuff, I'm going to get it back. I can get my pack back and stuff.
I don't think I have anything of yours.
Okay.
Did Will anything say that?
Will didn't steal. Well, all right. So I'm going to spend some of the time looking through my pack to make sure it coincides with my item list here.
Oh,
oh my god!
Whoa.
Well, you want to run through it?
We're definitely not going to be alive by the end of the day. The end of the night. This is terrible.
Yep, don't reset your character sheet.
First, I'm going to affix the Ruby of the War Mage, which I hope is still there, to the flail.
That's still there, yep.
So can I do that? I think it takes some time.
Well, You got time.
All right. And then... for a time I wasn't wearing my armor. I feel like that's a bad move. So if I can, I'm going to put the armor on underneath the, it's just chainmail, and put it on underneath my clothes.
It's gonna
is my
chafe.
Sword still there? I think it is. I don't care. I have to get back the good old bathwax smell.
Ew.
Let's see. What would Will not steal? Will wouldn't steal any of my torches or my tinderbox or my water skin or my rope.
You don't know what's in the water skin, though.
Do I have my deck of illusion in there?
Yep.
Yeah. I've got my... Can I put on my robe of eyes?
Sure.
I guess the problem is...
You're starting to bulk up.
Yeah. I'm gonna take off my Oh, what just happened?
Adam quit. He doesn't like the word bulk.
He doesn't like the word bulk. That's amazing.
Adam, is something I said?
It's okay.
Eyes?
I didn't blanch at the word bulk, but I bulked at it for sure.
Bulked at bulk. Nice. Bulk. I always thought that was such a weird bulk. Bulk.
missing.
Are you ready, Camilla? Balk.
Balk.
Balk. Balk. Balk. Balk. Balk.
So I really need my deck of cards that I've been working on. I hope that's in there.
Yep.
And I hope my shield is around, my arrow catching shield.
I assume so.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty big. It's hard to not see.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to stow away the robe of billowing for now, so I'm not too bulked up. Mm. And I'll take off my fisherman gear and exchange it for the... I'll exchange it for the robe of eyes. And then just use the illusion to cover it. I have in my inventory Book Will Wants, but maybe I don't have it anymore. It is in my inventory as Book Will Wants.
Yes.
You should have seen the face that KT made just with their eyes.
I don't care if that's not in here, but if it's moved, I just want to make sure it didn't get lost because it seemed kind of important.
How would you know?
Is the book in there?
How would you know if it's lost?
Yeah, I'm looking around for
it. Well, he wouldn't. He just needs to know if it's in there or not. Is it in there?
How would you ask?
I'm asking KT.
I'm going to say that although I had planned on looking through your stuff and potentially almost certainly taking that book, I am pretty sure I never got the chance to do that. I think we were so busy on the boat. I don't think I was ever in that room, like, just hanging out. I literally got bothered every time I went in my room. And then my all stuff right. got moved to
now
a new
room.
Now
we know why Bathwack did all that shit. Just keep him from fucking with you, his shit.
Yeah, he busted a hole in the wall just to make sure.
It was all premeditated, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank goodness. All good. The Book Will Wants is still here. Okay. All right, well, then the other things I need for the evening, now that I've put this jewel on here, do I have the jeweler's tools and some of the other crap that I got so that I can work with Clockface?
Okay.
I think Will wouldn't steal those. I'm gonna spend some of the night working on making a new holy symbol, but I expect it to take a long time, and I suck at it, so maybe I can catch Clockface and we can sit down together and pantomime how exactly to do this.
Yeah, I think you could definitely help with that.
Yeah.
Let's see. There should be a roll for that. What kind of roll?
I don't know. Is it like sleight of hand or is it?
Well, let me look up jeweler's tools.
Oh, yeah.
So they let you add your proficiency bonus to any ability checks you make using the tools. Well, that's not helpful. It doesn't tell me how to use them. Come on. It's like this game is open-ended or some shit. So, okay, it's not strength based, not constitution, probably not charisma based, right?
I mean, he's making a holy symbol.
It's either either like charisma or dexterity or some combination of the two.
Or like a religion check, yeah.
Or religion.
Yeah.
I like that.
Oh, all right.
Sure.
All right. Let's check.
Let's check it.
Check it.
All right, check it.
Eight. All right, they're not done. It's not done tonight.
All right.
It doesn't mean it's fucked and you have to start all over anything, but it's just
he's like hammering away, doing all this stuff. But then you look at it, it's just like, like it's just like a piece of metal that's been smashed in a bunch of different directions. Like, yeah, that's right. Clockface is like, what?
Rah?
And then we trade. We trade. And he takes my crap and I get his beautiful like link. He's made one link.
Yeah.
This is how it's gonna go the whole time. I'll be like, look what we made, and he'll be like, rah.
Yeah, rah.
Here you go.
The last thing I want to do is slip off into the woods when everyone's quieted down. Not to use the bathroom
Yeah, right.
No? Yeah. No, I want to go and see if Xantras will talk to me again.
Mm. Okay. You trying to sneak away? Or do you just excuse yourself and say you're going to take a shit?
Yeah, actually, I mean, it's more of the latter, probably. Okay. Just walk away. Yeah.
So you don't have to lie?
No, I'm not. Yeah. I'm also not trying to be sneaky, but I'm trying to walk away out of hearing range. If someone's going to follow me, then fine.
Does anybody try to follow him?
I'm doing Cat's Cradle with some string I found.
What's Rafina doing?
Look, guys!
That's so cute. I wish you held up your fingers. You're like, you're right.
I got these hair bands here. Here we go. Here we go.
Cute.
I guess no one's following you. That's what it sounds like.
All right.
Or if they are, they told me secretly and they don't want you to know.
I wish I could think of a reason to follow him, but if I think he's taking a crap, I'm not following him.
He didn't say that.
All right, can I look through his shit? Not his shit, his stuff.
Yeah, you gotta figure out what I ate.
Ew.
Oh, Adam didn't like that. Adam made it really Adam's like, no way.
All right. Throw Adam out.
So while I'm walking away, mm-hmm. I'm just repeating again. Are you bored, Xantras? In my head. I'm not saying anything out loud.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if I hear anything.
Okay.
And once I get far enough out of your shot, I'll start talking out loud.
Okay. All right. You don't hear anything in your head. And eventually you judge that you're far enough away that no one can hear you unless they followed you.
All right. Xantras. You know I'm here, right? Pretty quiet. Are you here in Gully's End? Or one of the other gods of the Ember Temple? What do you say we remove the other slivers and rule this together? You can be the only one here. We'll get rid of all the other ones. And then I won't have to leave Gully's End when this is all over.
Give me a perception roll.
This is one of my best rolls. Yeah. Eight. Another eight.
Okay. Xantras is standing right behind you. You're just like...
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I have the robe of eyes if it matters.
True. That's true.
So it's not as dark for me.
Oh,
and I can see all around me.
Well, then roll with advantage. So just roll it again.
Oh, really? Roll it again. That seems cheating. I should just click roll again, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should I click advantage or just roll again?
No.
Just roll. Yeah.
Just roll. Yeah.
Hopefully it's higher.
The highest of the two.
Hey, that's better.
That is better. It's a 14.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you hear what sounds like a stick or a branch breaking back into your right a little ways.
I'll turn around slowly. I'll get up my I'll put my I have the flail with me because it's dark. You know, I'm not really worried about people seeing Kick holding a flail. Maybe I should be. Do I see anything?
Give me another perception roll with advantage.
Click. Click. You can keep all the clicks in.
Click. okay.
It's about the same. Yeah.
It's a 13. Okay, give me a second here. Okay. You see some movement in the area where you heard that branch break, and you see what looks like the edge of like someone's like shoulder or arm behind a nearby tree.
Oh, jeez.
Oh. I'm going to run as fast as I can and tackle that person, that thing, whatever it is. I'm going to figure out who it is. Hopefully it's not Will. Sorry if I break your arm, Will. Go.
Okay.
Charge. Yeah.
All right. Give me an athletics check to see how quickly you advance on your target.
Oh, it's
well, that one wasn't supposed to be with advantage, so it's not a natural 20. We'll take the first one, but it's still a 26.
Wow. Holy shit, a 26 so, yeah, and a 29.
You rush without, you know, you're not trying to be sneaky, so you're just crash right over. So you see the edge of the arm sort of duck behind the tree as you are almost on top of whoever it is, and you round the corner and pounce upon none other than Shimi.
I hit him. Crap, I hit him pretty hard after I broke his leg.
I know.
Oh my god.
Blind in one eye.
Uh-huh.
Broke his leg.
Bathwack is the villain. Now
he's impaled by a
Bathwack
in the night.
You blind in my one eye. There's a patch on it.
Are you okay? What are you doing following me out here?
Oh, I don't know. I wondered what you were doing.
I was just had to go to the bathroom, and then I just started talking to myself, you know.
Well, I mean, one, you didn't go to the bathroom.
Well, not yet. I got interrupted.
Well, you said, and then... And you weren't exactly talking to yourself, I don't think, were you?
No. Who was I talking to?
Oh, I think we know who you were talking to.
Yeah.
What was that about?
It's not for you to know.
Oh, well, but I do know.
Sure. You know what I said.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be best if you kept it to yourself.
Why?
So you don't know what you're getting into.
Well, maybe I should know.
I'm not sure about that. You might be in danger.
Oh, I think we might all be. Especially hearing what you were saying.
Oh, Shimi!
I just don't want you to get hurt.
No, I don't either. And from what it sounds like, you maybe have in store. I don't know that that's any less likely to happen. Perhaps maybe more likely.
Well.
I thought Will told you not to talk to gods without him.
I don't want Will to get hurt either.
Well, I mean, I think that's kind of why he suggested such a course of action. I guess apparently you don't have a good track record in this venue, so to speak.
Well, no one answered, so you don't have to worry about it yet.
Oh, phew.
Good job, Shimi. Phew.
Why don't you go mind your own business? I'll walk back to the camp.
And
KT's all hot and bothered.
Yeah.
Terrified. And the funny thing is, the thing I wanted to do had to do with Shimi. And I feel like it would have been interesting if I did it before, but now it's just going to feel like it's in response to this, but it's not in response to this. So anyway.
Fine. Go ahead.
No. So I just, all I wanted to do was give Shimi my flying boots.
Oh. Okay.
Because, well.
What's up, boss?
Well, I didn't want to interrupt. I just thought it was fun. I'm sorry.
No, he if left. There was anything else. The conversation was over.
Okay.
But this could have happened before. It's fine. I think.
Well, no, I don't want to, because, like, I you didn't know that I was going to do that, so uh-huh. you acted, I don't want to take away Sheenie's okay. badassness talking to Bathwack like that, like, okay. without the Boots of Flying, so, like, holy shit.
I mean, but they Bathwack has useful. Them, too.
Yeah, but, like, at least they would just be flying at the same rate. Oh, so, like, okay. if they're flying at the same rate, like, what is Bathwack going to do? I guess he could throw something at him. Anyway.
It could turn into, like, the Neo Mr. Agent Smith fight in Matrix Revolutions.
I don't remember. Where are they flying in slow motion?
They're like flying through the sky and fighting in the rain like an anime movie.
Wow, cool.
Smashing through buildings.
I remember like where he, like all the Agent Smiths are everywhere. Are you talking about that one? That's the second
movie.
Oh, this is the first one?
Nope, it's the third
one. Oh, I didn't hear what you said. Sorry. Anyway.
Revolutions.
Okay, cool. I don't remember. So, like, my purpose of doing this was mm-hmm. because I've been thinking, I'm so glad you gave us the opportunity to do just anything, because I have been killing myself over the fact that we kept going, we need to get Sheenie some armor, we need to get Sheenie some things, and we never got Sheenie a single thing, and then his eye came out. So, I have been thinking about the fact out. That...
Got stabbed with a dart.
Eye is gone, basically. It got stabbed with a dart, so you know it's not going to look great. It yeah, doesn't look great.
It's white.
It looks cool, quote unquote. Anyway, I think Will just realizing, I mean, like, it feels so dumb that we didn't get him anything. So Will's going to be like, okay, listen. I mean, I guess now, is this afterwards?
Sure.
Okay, well, Will goes up to you not knowing anything
yep.
and is like, he tries to pull Sheenie aside.
He jumps when you, like, he tug does. On him. Yeah.
Aw.
Sheenie comes back and is just like kind of looking into what small fire, I'm assuming, is lit or something like
aww,
that.
Aw, Sheenie. He's all serious. Mm. But I don't notice anything. I'm oblivious, I guess. Anyway, well, I like tug him somewhere. I don't like it when Rafina sees me do nice things, says Will.
Rafina is really into, she's making this huge, like, Eiffel Tower looking sort of thing out of the string. So she's really involved.
Oh, amazing. God. I love it. Well, so he pulls him aside and he's just mm-hmm. like, hey,
well,
you know, we're in stupid land now, apparently. Pugilistic is just the word that keeps reverberating.
Yeah, I
in
keep
my
hearing
head.
That word. What does it mean?
Pugilistic.
Yeah, I don't know that word.
It's like, they punish each other a lot. They, I think that's the definition. Punish.
It doesn't sound like you know what it means
no,
either.
No, I know what it means.
Maybe it means they really like candy.
Yeah, that's what it means. All right, see you later.
Okay, bye.
No, it means like if you do something, they're going to kick your ass. All I'm saying is now we're in this crazy area and I realize that we didn't get you anything, so you need to wear these fucking boots. So if there's something that happens, you can fly away and not get killed.
I mean, you know, like, I don't plan on getting in any trouble.
Sheenie, you fucking idiot. You get in trouble everywhere we go.
What?
Yes. Okay, listen.
What?
You didn't get in trouble on the boat. I'll give you that.
That's right.
Thank goodness, because you're the only one that probably kept me sane during that time. I didn't stay sane. I was about to lose my mind. But you almost lost an eye. You need to wear these fucking boots until I can get you some kind of uniform that covers all of this. Also, you might want to reconsider traveling with us. I brought that up before, and you said no.
No. Will, yeah. That ship has sailed.
Yeah,
we're
okay.
a unit. We're a okay. team.
Sheenie, you're 14 years old.
The and gods have entrusted us with saving this world.
Okay, Sheenie, they've entrusted... some of us with saving the world. Mo wasn't even included in that, as far as I know.
Oh, yeah, but I don't hear you trying to get rid of him.
Mo is not somebody... First of all, I think Mo is at least in his late teens, if not 20s, or whatever the relevant lizard folk age would be for something to
okay.
make those decisions. You are a kid, and all I'm saying...
Well, how old do I have to be to make those decisions?
Just shut up, okay?
Let's codify the age of consent.
No, because I do not need for you to be gathering friends in the next town we come to and just bringing along another gang of kids with us or something, okay?
What?
Like, I'm just saying,
oh,
you're
come
trying
on. There's only room for one rambunctious, precocious
puzzle master.
Puzzle master.
All right. Slash puzzle cook. Master. Things have been cute so far, but what I'm saying, again, is that we're headed into... This is Bathwack land, okay? This is where Bathwack comes from.
Yeah.
This place.
Uh-huh.
It's got to be bad, okay? It's got to be really bad.
He's nice, though.
He's so nice. Yeah, that's annoying. What, are you defending him? Fine, whatever. All I'm saying is the guy that, you know, he almost broke your leg that one time.
Huh? Retcon.
Oh, retcon?
He would not have said that in this moment.
Oh.
No, he wouldn't have. I was a little bit surprised. Okay. I was quite surprised,
he
actually.
He really defended you, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. What was the last thing that would have...
This is, you said this is Bathwack Place.
This is Bathwack Place. It's got to be bad.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you probably... Maybe.
Yeah. Imagine a land full of giant, muscly people who mm-hmm. want to kill small werewolf children. That's what I picture this place as. And they all live in a dry... I'm looking around. Are there trees here?
Yeah, kind
of. I'm already wrong. But anyway, this place can't be good. Bathwack comes from it. And, but jokes aside, pugilistic.
Yeah, which means like maybe punishing.
Yeah, maybe punishing. Listen, I'm not a fucking dictionary, okay?
Okay.
I didn't get educated. But right. I know what pugilistic means. It's not good, okay? It's just not good. You don't want to get pugilized.
No.
Just take these boots. Just take the boots. I can sure? cast. I am absolutely sure because we haven't gotten you anything other than that. I don't even know what else I fucking have to protect you, stupid idiot. I gave my lucky stone away. I don't know what else to give you.
I mean, is this? Are these like actual like flying boots, or is this like the time where you keep talking about where you tricked that kid by giving him some glowing orb that you just made up for him, which I guess eventually ended
what
up
what would
turning.
That do, Shimi? Look at me. What would that do? I give you fake boots so you can, what, be sad when you try to fly away? What the, why would I do that to you? Have I not protected you? When we went in that windmill, you know what I thought? Those fucking witches that
what
we saw
windmill?
In there? The, oh, sorry, not windmill. It was like a windmill that I was in. That lighthouse, you know, that stupid lighthouse we were just in? Those yeah. women in there were like these other women that we saw in Barovia that ate children. I pushed fuck. You behind me, okay? Like, I'm trying to protect you.
Right.
Why are you being a dunce right now?
No,
just
I'm
take
sorry.
The boots.
I just...
And I push them at him. Just, like, shove them into his
I
chest.
Just, okay.
Put them on. And don't get into trouble. Because I don't know how well I can get you out of it. I don't know what it's like here.
I mean, as it's been established, I can take care of myself. You're way more...
I do this to my eye. I just go, Like, I just...
Tap
whatever
it.
Eye, yeah, like I tap it, like I'm, like a thought, but your eye, like whatever eye.
He doesn't get it.
Okay, good job, Shimi. I just let him keep talking, but uh-huh. I'm just like,
I mean, like, I think, like, okay, you were talking about comparing me and Mo, and like, he's like able to decide his own fate or whatnot.
Shimi,
but,
look at you and look at Mo.
Yeah, but like, who has been almost dead more?
All I'm saying is that I don't want you to actually die, because then we would have to waste a diamond and resurrect you.
I just think, and he leans close, I think I've got the brains to manage.
Listen, I have brains too, but I also have magic. What do you have?
I got, well,
yeah,
let's
okay.
think. First of all, we both got brains, right? So there's that, check. I mean, I've got these flying boots now.
Did he put them on?
Yeah.
He pointed down. That's uh-huh. cute. Is he sitting there, put yeah. his boots on uh-huh. as he talked? Cute.
I mean, they look pretty good.
Are they huge?
He puts them on and they look like they fit him.
Oh, interesting. That's so weird.
Will has small feet.
Hey.
What? Is that an insult? Lots of people have small feet. That doesn't say something about someone's character.
I don't know what you're trying to do
I
here.
I don't know. Anyway, both got brains. I got these boots. Can you fly?
Yes.
Oh. Right. Well, I have a good... I've got street smarts. You ever heard of street smarts? I think
no,
you have.
I've never heard of street smarts.
I think
smarts.
You have. And you know what? How much that can do for him, for a young lad.
Not a young lad in a group of very powerful magic users and sword wielders traveling across the land trying to fight gods. Sorry, I don't think a normal human 14-year-old child is prepared.
My role in the group is not god fighter. It's puzzle master slash cook.
Okay, but then that's why I'm giving you the boots, so you can fly away if anything happens.
And then maybe I'll take control of another boat and save the day once again. Right?
Shimi, you keep listen, you can't out-conversation me. You keep mentioning things that have fortunately happened. That doesn't mean that what we're heading into is not incredibly dangerous. We're walking into a coup. Do you know what that is? You know what that fucking word is?
Oh, it's, I mean, like, it makes me think of birds.
Yep, that's what it is. We're walking into birds. I mean,
like, they explained it. It was like the people took over and kicked a batwhack out
people.
Of the throne.
Who are those people, Shimi?
I don't know.
Yeah, you don't know. They're people with swords. Big, muscular people.
Yeah, I'm not going to get anywhere close to them.
All right, so where are you going to be?
I mean, like, I'm not going to be noticed by them, it's more like.
All right, good luck with that.
Yep, and then all of a sudden the pants are around their ankles and you got the advantage. I'm standing behind them with the belt, laughing.
Shimi.
You stab him in the dick.
Shimi. Okay.
All right, you Eldritch blast him in the dick.
All right. Rafina, just kidding, don't come over here. But also, yes. Come here, Rafina.
You hear that, Rafina?
Look, I made an armadillo.
And then I block.
Holy fuck.
Holy fuck. I turn around and like I try to block the fact that Shimi's wearing any boot, like just subtly, like with my leg, like as if blocking any foot viewing. And I'm like, wow, nice armadillo. Tell this kid that he's a kid and he's got to be careful in Gully's End, or he's got to like maybe stay in a different town while we go into the city of Gully's End.
Yeah. I don't know why, Will, I don't know why you don't just give him your rocket boots. Have you thought about that? I mean, then he would be safe.
Yeah, that's not enough. You know what I'm saying? Even if he had those, it's not enough. It's not enough, Shimi.
Right. Okay, well, you did.
Well, how is he going to protect himself?
Will did give me the boots.
Shimi, sometimes you have no idea how to... This doesn't prove that you are able to keep up.
Why? Because I trust our allies?
Will, are you trying to lie?
Not trying to lie. I did lie.
Rafina stamps her foot.
Technically, he just omitted the truth. I don't think he actually lied.
All right.
Sin of omission. Naughty, naughty. Well... I don't know what shanny gazoo you're trying to pull here, mister. But right now, it seems to me that Shimi is acting much more mature than you are.
What? Rafina!
And her hands make a big blur, and it's a big exclamation point.
Roscoe! Roscoe's asleep.
No, Roscoe flies away. Oh, Roscoe.
Can't sleep. Did you really call his name?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nope. He'll come over.
Does he just shuffle over and stand there and say nothing?
What did Rafina accuse Will of lying about?
Well, they were talking about the general boots.
Yeah, because Will said that he didn't give Shimi anything or, like, do that or just didn't say that he did that. And then Shimi was like, well, you did give me the boots.
And then you were like, that proves that you're not ready to
go into a pugilistic coup city. Yeah, because you couldn't catch on that I was just saying, like, let's not talk about that. Yeah.
Roscoe comes over. He's like,
all right, Roscoe. Will just puts his head in his hands like, I'm calling these people over and nobody's going to help me. All right, listen, Roscoe, tap into that part of you that sometimes gives good advice. Remember when we sat on the beds and you were like, don't be mad at Bathwack? And I'm like, shut the fuck up. Do that, but right now. But don't talk about Bathwack. Where the hell is that guy? Just nobody talk to him. Anyway, Shimi is a child. And we never got him armor, and we're all stupid. And so I'm telling him that maybe he doesn't want to go to Gully's End, or maybe he needs to stay far away, or something. And he just is acting like he's a grown ass man.
I mean, I just a few minutes ago said I was a precocious lad.
Sure.
Someone should turn him into a chicken and leave him with the chickens. No, sorry, I don't actually.
But you're
say
not
that.
There.
I'm not there. Then we'll get him on our way out.
So you think that that Jamie should stop traveling with us?
I am very concerned about Jamie and his too confident attitude with what we're heading into. Is all I'm saying. And I think that you might be able to say something that will break his spirit just enough. I'm looking for some backup here. I was already trying to break his spirit, but it didn't work. I'm hoping that somebody can help me out.
Some backup despair.
Backup despair. That's great. I mean, you know, I've been known to... And I kind of try to provoke Jamie with the suggestion that one of us was going to be kicked out of the group and that it should probably be him. But frankly, Jamie seemed to have been part of your group long before I came along. So
that's wrong.
I don't know. At what point did it start becoming too dangerous for him to...
At all points have I been trying to get rid of Jamie, even though I'm not trying to say that you're not useful, but I'm just saying, we're heading into this. Am I the only grown up here? I don't understand.
Will's worried because of the word pugilistic, which means like punishing.
Yes. We're not heading into Bear Toggle anymore, land of 1,000 hugs.
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please leave us a kind review wherever you listen to us. Also, consider supporting us by subscribing to us on Ko-fi at tinyurl.com/supportpfd, where you can gain access to lots of exclusive treats and behind-the-scenes goodies. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.